It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and we got Ellie Cheer here, and according to Ellie, I'm acting like a poop. I should quit doing that. Hello, Ellie. How are you?
Hi.
You know, the 200-plus people that normally tune in are listening to you.
I know.
So what are you up to there?
I have a doll, and her skin is green, so what I'm doing is I'm putting this concealer to make on her face to make it look tan, and then I dye her hair.
Let's riff on some of those words. Concealer, what do you think of?
This doll.
What does concealer do?
It makes your skin... Like, if you have, like, a red thing on your face, you put it over your face, and it makes it tan instead of red, so you can't see it.
So it conceals something.
Yeah.
I think of envelopes when I think of the word conceal, because you put something in an envelope.
No, it's called concealer.
Well, I think of the word conceal. And that way, it conceals something, and you can mail it through the mail, and nobody knows what it is. Conceal.
You're actually not allowed to send some certain stuff.
Cash. Not supposed to send cash in the mail.
You're not... I heard that you're not allowed to send dead butterflies. Like, you're not allowed to sell bugs.
Ant.
There's certain things you can't put in the mail. Like, you can't mail it in the service.
Queen bees and queen ants. You can't send those in the mail.
Why?
I don't know. I had an ant farm when I was a kid, and the company sends you a bunch of ants, but for some reason by law, in some states, you can't send queen ants of the ant hills through the mail. Strange.
Well, there's some other things that you can't bring through there, like, I think candles.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if you can bring candles or not.
Well, definitely not lit candles.
No, any type of candles, because they can easily get set on fire if they get too hot. That's what I heard.
Are you familiar? Have you ever heard of that company called Yankee Candles? They're the company that makes all the smell-good candles. What you do is you get one of those little cheap ones, and then you put it in your vehicle, and that's like an air freshener. It stays in there.
But it's actually not lit?
Not lit, no.
But they're... Never mind.
I found one, so I put it in my vehicle, and it's like an air freshener.
I bet it looks really fake.
It's real tiny. It's like a keychain.
That's the best that I can do.
Does this thing glow in the dark?
Yep. That's why her skin is green.
Speak up a little louder.
That's why her skin is green, but I guess the makeup dries on her face because her face is plastic, so I couldn't make it too tan. And I don't want to use all my makeup on her face.
Let's riff on that word, tan.
It reminds me of... people who go to the tanning beds and they get cancer.
Speak a little louder.
People who go to tanning beds and get cancer.
That's, yeah, you're right about that. I remember people who are are real pale-skinned and redheads, they go to a tanning salon in those tanning beds and then their skin turns orange. I'm serious, their skin turns orange. I remember there was a girl in school, her name was Leanne. She was a real... crackpot. She would go, she was a redhead, she would go and to the tanning bed, and she would come back like school the next day, and she'd be like orange colored. Not orange. Almost like that color of orange, yeah.
But more brownish orange?
Yes, brownish orange. Like something if you flew too close to the sun, you'd get burned. Okay, now what's this you're doing here?
I'm putting more makeup on her.
All right, let's riff on that word, brush, that you got there, brush.
Brush. Reminds me of my friend. She gave me a knot genie. It's a brush where you comb your hair and it gets all tangled up, but you can't feel it.
It's called a knot genie?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one?
Mm-hmm. She gave it to me. You can't feel it combing out your hair so it doesn't hurt.
And so people with long hair, it's good for them.
Gets out all the tangles, but it does not hurt. When you comb it.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I have one. And it works.
Now, brush reminds me of my grandma, because my grandma was a painter. She would draw portraits and landscape scenes, oil paints. And she actually took painting lessons from Bob Ross, who is the guy. He's passed away since then. He actually took paint lessons, but he would always paint. He would go, let's paint some happy little clouds. Happy little clouds right there. We'll make it have a happy little tree. That's what that makes me think of, Bob Ross.
Now I just put eye polish on her eyes. It makes them shiny and sparkly. Do you see it above her eyes?
Yeah, I do. Let's use that word, eye polish.
It's not like nail polish. It's like a powder.
But okay.
Rub it into the face. My back is so itchy.
I could use the word eye polish in reference to coffee in the morning because I'm not awake yet, so I gotta polish. I need some eye polish to wake up.
You don't use eye polish.
I wouldn't use eye polish.
Eye polish is makeup. It's not to wake you up in the morning.
Hair. Let's riff on that word. Hair.
I used to cut my hair when I was little. Oh, when I went to daycare a long time ago.
Speak a little louder.
When I went to daycare a long time ago, when I was like 4.
Yes.
I took scissors and I cut off my hair. And I got in trouble.
How much hair did you cut off?
Like a big chunk of it.
Big chunk from the back?
The side.
Oh my God. I think every kid, that's just like a rite of passage. You should be able to cut your hair or let your brother cut your hair or something. Just, it is.
I think we should cut our own hair if we want. But then if you want to go to a stylist, then you can. See, like for my birthday? On my birthday, I want to have like a hair stylist and like a dresser. It's like they could dress me up and do my hair so I can look good for my birthday because it's on a stupid school day like all the time.
You want to be pampered.
Yes, whatever that means.
That means where you get your hair done, your makeup done, you get a pedicure or your manicure or something. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you're pampering the doll.
But she looks really bad because the makeup dries in really fast.
Well, I think the fact
good
that...
Good thing I have this.
I think the glow-in-the-dark thing is funny.
She is glow-in-the-dark.
Let's riff on that glow-in-the-dark.
But I can also just color her skin like this. I'll show it to you guys when I'm done.
Let's riff on the word glow-in-the-dark.
Glow-in-the-dark, what is it called? Silly string.
Oh, yeah, silly string.
Glow-in-the-dark silly string.
I've had glow-in-the-dark silly putty. Silly putty is fun because you put it down on the newspaper and you can lift it up. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
I do. I know what it is. Look, okay. Her skin is tan now.
She's all ready for bed.
No, I actually have to rub it in now. Her hair is getting in.
Let's riff on that. Rub it in.
Oh, I went to this girl's house when I was like in third grade and she was in college.
Yes.
And high school. Going to college. And she painted my nails and everything because I was very little. But she was still my friend. So we had a sleepover. I had a sleepover at her house when I was in like third grade.
Yeah.
And she put a face mask on me and I had to rub it in my face. And then like 3 hours later, it was like a rock and I just peeled it off my face and it didn't hurt.
That's bizarre sounding.
It was really cool. No, it made my face like really soft. I can't stop touching it.
Is it like one of those, what color was it?
Brown. Like, light brown.
Because I've heard where people will put, like, avocado on their face.
Oh, yeah, I did that. Dark chocolate and avocado.
Can you eat it?
No, it's been on your face.
But if you eat it, it'll...
If you don't touch it at first, then yeah, you can eat it. But there's people's hands have been already in it, making it.
Yeah, I won't eat it then.
I mean, maybe if their hands weren't in it at first, then yeah, you can eat it.
All right, let's do that one. Hands free.
I have no idea what you think of one.
Hands-free is when you can have the earpiece, your Bluetooth, on your ear, and you're able to talk, and you don't have to worry about pushing buttons on your phone.
My mom has that. My friend has it, too. She sits in school with it around her neck.
Really?
Hers is literally blue and white.
I'm amazed at how much color you had to put on her face.
Does it look tan now?
She looks more real. She looks less alien.
Yep.
Ooh, alien. That's a good word. Riff me on an alien.
Ooh, the news. The news was showing. So the, what is it called? They have black.
Let's riff on the word black, yeah. It's convenient.
This looks really bad. Oh, dang it.
You can make her goth. You could paint the doll in KISS makeup.
No, it's supposed to go on your eyelashes like this, but...
Riff on me the word black.
It's supposed to be like this, but...
Being that I've never worn makeup and don't plan on it, I believe you. Not, you gotta say it a little louder.
Can I do a makeover today on you?
Would that be for, would you, just you or you and Olivia?
Me and Olivia? Well, she doesn't have any makeup.
Okay, then just you?
Yeah, and I'm not gonna let her use mine because she's probably gonna, like, destroy one of mine.
I'll do it as a gag and a joke.
Okay. Oh, wait, look, I got some on the end.
You've already forgotten about it, haven't you?
About what? Your makeup?
It's a joke, right?
Yeah, as a joke.
Okay.
It's not gonna be that bad.
Yeah. One more.
I'm gothic.
Let's riff on gothic.
So Olivia Cookie, she's on the morning announcements because she goes to my school.
Yes.
Because she'd be like best friends, but I still don't like her at the same time. I secretly don't like her. But she thinks we're best friends. So my mom brings her home because, like, we carpool and everything.
Yes.
Because her mom works till like 12 at night.
That's late.
So, she's on the morning announcements crew, so she did the Pledge of Allegiance on the screen. So this is literally what she sounded like. A Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. That's exactly what she sounded like in front of the entire school. And then she was like...
Do that again, because I think that's pretty funny.
Is the camera even on me?
Yes, the camera's on you.
A Pledge of Allegiance... To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated for 30 seconds of silence. That's exactly what does she sound like. Everyone in my class was laughing at her.
I think she's mocking it up.
Literally, everyone was laughing at her in my class. It sounded really bad.
It sounds funny.
Yeah, but you can get in trouble.
Nah. It sounds like, okay, I gotta, I...
Of America! Hey, you heard the announcements. Wasn't Olivia like this? And to the flag of the United States of America! And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, and God, indivisible with everything and justice for all! Please be seated for 30 seconds of silence!
And what happens in the 30 seconds of silence?
You sit there.
And do nothing?
She does this.
And that happens for 30 seconds every day?
Yep. But it's different people.
Oh, okay. And if you were going to do it as a character, how would you do it? How would...
I would never do that in front of the entire school.
Oh, come on. You just save your silliness for the podcast, right?
I want a donut.
You had a donut.
No, I didn't.
You haven't even made up your mind. If you want donut or cheesecake... Or ice cream.
Oh, for my birthday? But then you want to get me a mermaid tail.
Oh, you're negotiating up for the mermaid tail.
Mm-hmm. I've been wanting that since I was 3. I never got one.
We'll figure it out so that you can pick out the mermaid tail you want, okay? Sound like a good idea?
And it's not going to say Shiny Twirl Podcast.
No, it's not going to.
That's going to be disgusting.
I wouldn't do that.
Because I was watching a show, and this one girl, I think she's like a year older than me, she makes her own mermaid tails. They look real, and she does photo shoots underwater in them.
I think I've seen those.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Jazz.
I'm thinking like an Amazon gift card, and then you can pick your own out. Good? Not good?
Or a Wish card. It's called Wish. That's where she sells them.
That could probably be the better idea.
Even though I don't even...
But I'm not going to tell you because it's a birthday present. You don't know what a birthday present is.
Look up professional ones. I want them to look real.
None of those cheap knockoff ones from China.
You saw the ones that Sage has, right?
Yes.
They were like this thin. You saw them?
Not professional. I've seen pictures of them. I've never seen...
They look like paper with stuff glued onto them. They didn't... And they were... Hers were ripped.
It looks like something that would be in... As soon as it hits water, it would melt.
It was falling apart.
That's not good.
Like my hair, everybody. I needed it out of my face.
So you pulled it out.
Just the top part. I left the bottom down.
So that I won't tease you about smiling. Mm. It doesn't matter if you don't try to pretend to smile because you still blush anyway. No.
No, my cheeks are actually naturally pink a little bit. It depends on like what I'm doing.
Yes, but it's when you blush.
It's ugly!
All right, so you got a podcast coming up. Did you hear Grandma Matata and Grandma Petunia are getting together for a podcast.
When?
Next week.
What day?
It's going to be probably on a Monday.
No, a Saturday.
Saturday, but it's going to be recorded and then we post it. Both grandmas together for the first time, and Olivia Quickie is going to help me referee.
No, they've been together before, but they've just never been on filming together because they've been so far apart because they're grown up and they can do whatever they want.
Yep, and then we're going to have a riffing session with all three of you.
Together?
Yes, together.
I don't even like Olivia.
You don't like what?
Olivia.
Oh, you know Olivia.
I don't like her.
Well, we're going to have to do a riffing
session. She's annoying. She thinks that she's so cool at school. She has so many boyfriends, which I think is disgusting.
And what makes you cool at school?
I'm not cool. I only have two friends. That's why I only invite two people to my birthday.
But you know a lot of people, hypothetically, are listening to you on the internet, right?
Yeah, but they're not my friends because I don't know them.
They're just digital pixel.
Wait, there's actually people inside that camera right now?
If they're
watching me? For real?
Probably like a Horton Hears a Who thing.
I don't see them. How many are in there?
At least two.
Two? You said 200 or something.
Okay, 200 or something. There's more than that.
What about my candy canes and everything?
What about your candy canes?
No one sent me candy canes.
I haven't posted an address yet. I have to get a P.O. box. That's why we're going to have all the grandmas and the riffing session because we're starting a fundraiser.
Belly patch here.
So you can get paid more than donuts. And we can get lapel mics for all of us. Correct?
But I want candy canes.
Well, that's part of why you got to riff with everybody. What if you got candy canes for your birthday?
No, I want a mermaid tail for my birthday. I know if someone got... Wait, they get me candy canes for my birthday?
Maybe.
I know if you get me them, you won't let me get a mermaid tail.
I would rather see you have a mermaid tail because I think that'd make you happier.
But if they can send candy canes, I'll be happy.
We'll work on the candy cane thing. We got 4 months.
We only got three.
Three and a half.
By the way, my birthday is... I can't say it. Am I allowed to say it?
You can say it. If I don't like it, I'll cut it out.
You're going to cut it out.
You can say it.
Aren't you going to cut it out?
Maybe.
My birthday is on a Monday.
You can say that.
I wanted to say my birthday.
Say it then.
Because September
is September really 14th pretty. Is Ellie Cheer's birthday. There, I said it.
And you better not cut it out.
What do you mean?
Because I watched him.
No, you don't.
I'm still going to watch it. September is a really pretty month. It's like a pretty, like, name. May, that's like ugly. June, that's ugly. September is pretty. I think November, that's a really, in October, that's ugly.
November song.
September is like a really pretty name for a month, and 14 is a really pretty number. That's my birthday.
The leaves are going to be changing soon, if we had any.
Leaves are actually not green.
What color are they?
They're every other color but green, but our eyes just don't let us see them.
Do you know where the best leaves changing colors are? Oregon coast in the fall.
No, it's fall.
That's what I said, the fall. So, in final conclusion, Ellie, you're getting better at riffing.
Sure.
You just don't take a compliment, do you? I'll just raise my eyebrows and...
All right, I'm gonna...
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Here. She's coming in for riffing soon.